弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，早晨好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们非常感谢主今天带领我们能够来到聚会当中。
We really thank the Lord for bringing us here together.
因为今天早晨我们的朋友们是蒙恩的日子。
And I hope that today is a day of salvation for our friends.
我们今天要一同来交通复活的生命。
And today we'd like to fellowship upon the resurrection life.
我们先一同来读几处圣经。
Let's first read some passages.
请大家一同翻到约翰福音第十一章。
Let's turn to a gospel according to John chapter 11.
十一章我们读二十五节、二十六节。
And we're going to read verses 25 and 26.
然后我们再读三十二节到四十四节。
And then we're going to continue on from verse 32 to verse 44.
我们先请读中文的弟兄姐妹和朋友们和我一同来读，然后请读英文的和灵魂弟兄一起来读。
And we're going to read in Chinese first and then in English.
约翰福音第十一章二十五节，耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？”
John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?
好，我们再读32节一直到44节。
And then we're going to read from verse 32 to verse 44.
玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他，就俯伏在他脚前说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”耶稣看见他哭，并看见他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，甚是忧愁，便说：“你们把他安放在哪里？”他们回答说：“请主来看。”耶稣哭了。犹太人就说：“你看他爱这人是何等的恳切。”其中有人说：“他既然开了瞎子的眼睛，岂不能叫这人不死吗？”耶稣又心里悲叹，来到坟墓前，那坟墓是个洞，有个石头挡着。耶稣说：“你们把石头挪开。”那死人的姐姐马大对他说：“主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为他已经死了，已经四天了。”耶稣说：“我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？”他们就把石头挪开。耶稣举目望天，说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我，我也知道你常听我。但我说这话，是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信，是你差了我来。”说了这话，就大声呼叫说：“拉撒路出来！”那死人就出来，手脚裹着布，脸上包着手巾。耶稣对他们说：“解开，叫他走。”
Verse 32. Therefore, when Mary came where Jesus was, she saw him and fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled.And said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. So the Jews were saying, See how he loved him. So some of them said, Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man also from dying? So Jesus, again being deeply moved within, came to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, Remove the stone. Martha, the sister of the deceased,said to him, Lord, by this time there will be a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not say to you that if you believe, and you will see the glory of God? So they removed the stone. When Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. And because of the people standing around, I said this so that they may believe that you sent me.When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. The man who had died came forth, bound hand and foot with wrappings, and his face was wrapped around with a cloth. Jesus said to them, Unbind him and let him go.
我们再一同有点祷告。
That's another word of a prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你，你是复活的主。
Lord Jesus, we do want to thank you because you are the Lord of resurrection.
你说生命在你，复活也在你。
Because you said you are the life and the resurrection.
信你的人就永远不死。
And those who believe in you will never die.
我们今天早晨愿意把这样的福气赐给我们的朋友们。
Lord, we pray that you will grant our friends today this blessing.
借着你的圣灵，再把这些话向我们解开。
Through your Holy Spirit, you explain these words to us.
我们把说的、翻的和听的一同仰望在你的手中。
Lord, we lay by those who will be speaking and hear, translating and also hearing into your hands.
我们所愿意的是今天在这里边没有人的话语。
We pray that there will be no human words from man.
那是主耶稣基督你亲自对我们的朋友们心说话。
Rather, Lord, it is you, our Lord Jesus Christ, that speaks to our friends.
因为是你亲自呼召了他们。
Because you have called them.
你要挪去他们心中一切的石头。
And you will remove all the stones in their hearts.
要赐给他们复活的生命。
You will like to grant them the life of resurrection.
我们也奉你全能的名要捆绑仇敌撒旦的工作。
And we will also like to bound the work of the Satan.By your mighty hands.
因为今天这个聚会是属你的。
Because this meeting belongs to you.
你的名在这里要被高举。
Your name shall be exalted here.
我们这样的祷告祈求，奉我主耶稣宝贵圣名。
We pray in your most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们非常感谢主。
We really thank the Lord.
我们今天能够在这里边一同交通一个大好的消息。
And we can fellowship here a great good news.
就是耶稣基督要赐给人复活的生命。
Because Jesus Christ would like to give a resurrection life to man.
我们可能会问，我们为什么要复活呢？
And probably we would like to ask this question. So why do we need resurrection?
我们今天不是在地上活得很好吗？
Since we live a pretty good life here.
这是我想很多人心中的一个疑问。
I think that might be the questions to many people.
所以我们首先要看一下怎样的人生。它是一个健全的人生。
So, we would like to first to see what is a complete life.
怎样的人生才是一个完全的人生？
And what is a life that is complete?
我们今天在地上所过的生活，是不是一个神所要我们所过的生活？
The life we live in, whether it is a life that God desires us to live in.
我们没有主的人生，是不是一个完全的人生？
And a life without God, is it a complete life?
我们要看一下这条复活的道路。
And we also would like to see the way of a resurrection.
我们知道圣经在创世纪里边告诉我们。
We know that in the book of Genesis, it tells us.
人是照着神的形象和样式造的。
Man was created according to God's likeness and also his image.
当神创造万物的时候。
When God created all things.
他说他看见所有这些事情说好。
And to his creation, he said, it is good.
只有当他造了人之后他说甚好。
But when he created man, he said, it is very good.
并且人的创造和所有地上的创造都不一样。
And also the creation of man is very different from other creation.
因为神在人的鼻子里边吹了一口气。
Because God breathed his breath into man's nostrils.
人就成了有灵的活人。
And the man became a living soul.
神赐给人的是乃是灵魂和身体。
What God gave man was a spirit, a soul, and a body.
只有这三个方面，灵魂、身体都健全的时候，人才能活出一个完整的人生。
And only if we are normal in these three aspects, then a man can live a normal life.
并且只有在这个三个方面的秩序在神面前是对的时候，人才能找到意义。
Only the order of these three aspects are in the right order, then man could find meaning.
灵是和神之间交通的重要的通道。
And the spirit is the most important channel that we can fellowship with God.
也是我们良心和直觉的功用。
And that is we have a function for our conscience and our intuition.
魂就是我们这些心思、情感和意念的功用。
And the soul has a function of will, mind, and emotion.
那身体的功用当然大家都非常清楚，就是我们的五官。
And we also know that very clearly about the function of our body, the five senses.
神不仅赐给我们万物，让我们能够享受。
Not only God has given us all to enjoy.
最重要的是，我们这个人能够把生命归向赐给我们生命的源头。
But also we can give our life back to the origin of our life.
我们能够和神在灵里边有交通的时候，人生才能够满足。
Only we have this fellowship in our spirit, then we could have a satisfaction.
我们在神的眼里才能够算作一个正常的人。
And in God's eyes, we then could be a normal person.
神不仅赐给我们肉身的生命，
Not only God has given us this physical life,
不仅赐给我们灵魂和身体，
He also has given us this spirit, soul, and body.
他也赐给我们一个自由意志，
But he also given us a free will.
因为他赐给我们尊严，让我们可以有选择。
Because he has given us a dignity so that we can make a choice.
让我们和天父之间的关系不是一个机械的关系，不是一个强迫的关系。
So the relationship with the fathers is not something that is a mechanical or something that is forced.
我们在每天的生活当中经历着神的爱。
So in every day's our life, we can experience God's love.
我们也经历神各方面的供应。
And we can experience his provision.
但是神也愿意看见他的儿女能够在自由意志当中把他当得的爱和敬拜归给他。
And but God also would like to see his children in their free will to offer him back their, his praise and worship.
以前有一个年长的弟兄曾经举过这样的一个例子。
In the past, there was an example given by an elderly brother.
他说有一对父子啊，他们的关系非常好。
And he said that there is a father and son, they had a very good relationship.
这个父子呢，不仅在这个生活当中的关系非常好
，and they have a very good relationship in their daily lives，
而且他们有一个共同的爱好
，but they also have a common hobby，
就是他们都特别喜欢看这些船
，and they love boats，
啊，他们几乎简直是对船如痴如迷
，and they were kind of obsessed by boats，
所以他们就常常到海边。到海湾里边去看那各种各样的来回 行走的船只。
So quite often they will go to a harbor and to see those boats.
有一天呢，这个父子又在坐在那个岸边，看见在港口里边进出的船只。
So another day, father and son were sitting by the shore and they saw all the boats coming in and out.
他们看见各种帆船、轮船、比赛的船，各种各样的船。
They saw all kind of sailboats and then also jets and all yachts and all kinds of boats.
所以这个父亲就对这儿子说。
And the father said to the son.
他说，如果有人要拿这个海湾里边所有的船来换你，你相信我会不会跟他换？
And he says, if someone would like to trade with me, with all these boats in the harbor for you, do you think I would like to do it?
这儿子说，你当然不会换。
The son said, of course you will not do it.
父亲问他说，为什么呢？
And the father said, why?
那个父亲说，因为那儿子说，因为你爱我。
The son said, because you love me.
他父亲说是对的。
And the father said, that's true.
但是并不完全。
But that's not yet complete.
不仅仅是因为我爱你，而且是因为你也爱我。
It is not only I love you, but you also love me.
我们看见父亲和儿子之间的爱是相互的。
And we can see that the love between the father and the son is mutual.
我们今天天父也是在寻找这样的爱。
And our Heavenly Father is also looking for such a love.
因此他赐给我们自由意志。
Therefore, he is giving us a free will.
让我们有一个选择，我们能够选择因着天父的爱，我们会来爱他。
So that we can make a choice. Because of his love toward us, we can also love him.
让我们今天认识，因着认识他的恩典，我们能够回头归向他。
Because we see his grace today, then we can turn around and give ourselves to him.
他给我们的自由意志也赐给了人选择的机会。
And he given us this free will, and he also given us the chance to choose.
因为没有选择的机会，自由意志也就没有什么用处。
Because if we do not have a chance to choose, then there's it's meaningless to have a free will.
因此在创世纪第二章第九节的时候说到，神在伊甸园中放了很多的树。
Therefore, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 9, it says, there were many trees in the Garden of Eden.
但是在园子中间，神特别指出那边有两棵树。
And yet, in the center of the garden, God pointed out there were two trees.
就是生命树和分别善恶的树。
And that is the tree of life and also tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神让亚当和夏娃选择生命树。
God desired Adam and Eve to choose the tree of life.
要借着神所赐给的生命和智慧来管理，来生活。
And God desired them to cultivate and to keep the garden based on the life and the wisdom God will give them.
但是非常不幸的，我们知道这个故事。
Unfortunately, we all know the story.
亚当和夏娃受了魔鬼的引诱。
And Adam and Eve were deceived by the enemy.
他们选择了神所吩咐不能吃的果子。
They chose the fruit that was forbidden by God.
创世纪第十二章第二章第十七节 这样记载说。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 17, it is recorded.
神命令他们说，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你们不可吃，因为你们吃的日子必定死。
God says that you shall not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and for that in the day when you eat, you shall surely die.
亚当和夏娃他们选择了背叛神。
Adam and Eve chose to rebel against God.
虽然他们的肉身还在地上活了很久。
Even then, they still live on earth in their flesh for many years.
但是他们的灵完全向神死。
Their spirit were dead to God.
他们就从此之后失去了与神之间的交通。
And they lost the fellowship with God.
人就进入了罪中。
And the man entered into the realm of sin.
我们看见原来神所创造的美好被破坏了。
And we can see that the beautiful creation was destroyed.
罪就开始在人的生命当中做主。
And the sin became the king, a lord over man's life.
亚当和夏娃就开始彼此指责。
And Adam and Eve, they started blame each other.
亚当说，都是你赐给我这个女人，让我吃了这个果子。
Adam said, it is all because of this woman that you've given me so that I ate the fruit.
地也受了咒诅。
And the ground was also cursed.
天起了凉风，人从此就生活在苦难和罪恶当中。
And the man started to live in sin, also suffering.
我们也看见了弟兄之间有彼此的相残。
And we can see that there was a strife between brothers.
该隐因为嫉妒就杀了亚伯。
Out of jealousy, Cain killed Abel.
几千年过去了，人类在罪恶当中越陷越深。
A thousand years has passed, and we can see that the man has gone further in sin.
罪给人带来了许多的痛苦、仇恨。
And the sin has brought man many sins and also hatred.
罪的工价乃是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
从此之后，人就逃不出死亡的罗网。
And from that point on, man could not escape from the trap of sin.
今天我们的灵已经在神的面前彻底的死透了。
And our spirit is now totally dead toward God.
原来本有那一点点的良善的功用，像良心，也开始慢慢的湮灭了。
And there's some function for our conscience, and that even that function is continue to deteriorate.
所以我们常常听见有人说，没良心，这人没良心，那人没良心，全世界人都变得良心越来越少。
And what was in Chinese saying that there's that one is that person is without conscience, that the other person also is without conscience, that because of the function of a conscience is continue to deteriorate.
与神之间的交通更是完全中断。
And the fellowship with God was completely cut off.
我们活在地上就是为了肉身而活。
And when we're still on earth, we only live for our flesh.
我们说没有神，我们死了就完全了结了。
And we say there is no God. And when we died, we say everything gonna be disappear.
因此人呢就开始极力的享受在魂里边的，在身体里边的享受。
So man tried their tries his best to enjoy the to satisfy his needs in their physical body and also for their soul.
但是人不论尽多大的努力，在这里边找不到意义，找不到满足。
But no matter how much the man would like to put in effort, they couldn't find a meaning or purpose in these things.
今天我们看见魂是非常发达的。
And we can see that man's soul is very much developed.
全世界的科学、文化、音乐，各种各样的享受可以说是非常非常的发达。
There is all kinds of enjoyment in science, literature, or music.
人类在这些方面取得了很大的成就。
And the men have made much achievement in these aspects.
多少人要在这些里边得到他人生的满足。
And so many people would like to have their satisfaction for their lives in these areas.
到头的时候，每一个都是失望。
But in the end, everybody was disappointed.
因为我们在这里边不能找到真正的满足。
Because in these things, we could not find the true satisfaction.
所以今天在世上可以说不信主的人大概有两种。
And I think of For the unbelievers in this world, we can see there are two groups.
一种呢是属魂的人。
And one group is a group of a soulish man.
一种是属肉体的人。
And the other group is a group of a fleshly man.
属肉体的人，他们今生的满足就是为了满足肉身的需要和所有的身体的这些情欲。
And for the flesh man, they would like to satisfy their fleshly desire or any needs for this lifetime.
人类在这些方面也做出了许多的成功。
And the human race has made much advancement in this area.
所以你可以想象人类要享受的，现在都已经被发明出来了。
And probably you can imagine whatever the man can would like to enjoy, they already devise all these things.
你我还没有想象到那些，可能也被发明出来。
Something that has been also devised, which are beyond our imagination.
但是人类在这里边也找不到满足和喜乐。
But even in this, a man cannot find a satisfaction or enjoyment.
我们看见的是人类的道德的越来越沦丧。
And also we can see that man's morals has become looser and looser.
人类活在痛苦和罪恶当中。
And men live in sin, also in suffering.
良心的功用越来越少。
And the function of our conscience become less and less.
有些罪连我们想都不敢想的罪，我们看见今天在世界上越来越多了。
And sins are very imaginable, and we can see that it's continue to multiply in this world.
我们前些年就听见美国有好几起让母亲亲手杀害她自己的孩子。
And in the recent years, we have heard many cases that mothers kill her own children.
有的是把孩子们放在车里，然后把这个车推到一个湖里边去，让孩子们在车里边就淹死。
And there was a mother who put her kid in the car and pushed the car into the lake, so the kid drowned.
我们只能想象这样的事情会在人类当中发生。
How can we imagine such thing could happen among men?
都是因为罪。
It is because of sin.
我们今天也看见人里边越来越空虚。
And nowadays we can see that men become more and more there's a much emptiness in men.
各种各样心理的疾病在增加。
And there's a lot of psychological diseases.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
都是因为人远离了神。
It is all because a man is away from God.
都是因为人的灵已经死了。
It is all because a man's spirit is already dead.
我们失去了与神之间的交通。
We already lost the fellowship with God.
我们失去了灵魂和身体正常的一个功用和次序。
And we have lost the right order and the functions of a spirit, soul, and the body.
神所创造的万物是让人享受的。
God has created all things for men to enjoy.
神所创造的规律是让人去探索的。
And the law God has created in nature is also for us to explore.
所以科学或者是所有这些在地上这些都没有错。
So it's not wrong for us to see in this world.
但是我们里边需要有一个正常的顺序才能在这一切之上找到意义。
But in order to find meaning, we have to have this right order.
这个顺序就是一个灵管理魂的生活，魂管理体的生活。
The right order is that our body will be governed by our soul, and our soul is governed by our spirit.
但是今天我们看不见这样的光景。
But yet today we cannot see that order.
我们今天看见的人是，或者是为了魂里边的满足去生活。
And we can see that man is living for the satisfaction of his or her soul.
或者是为了肉体的满足去生活。
Or to satisfy the fleshly desires.
因此我们就一同陷入罪中。
Therefore we are all in sin.
而且人类在这样的光景当中，无论靠着自己任何的努力，都不能恢复，重新恢复过来。
And also in these conditions, no matter how much effort we put in, we cannot restore back to the right order.
我们必须需要神的拯救。
We need God's salvation.
这就是主耶稣基督来到地上的目的。
And that is a purpose that the Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth for.
这就是救恩的工作。
And that is a work of salvation.
是给人重生的工作。
It is a work of a rebirth.
是灵里边从死里复活的工作。
It is a work of a resurrection in our spirit.
我们刚才读到拉撒路这个故事。
And the story we just read about the story of Lazarus.
就是神今天要在我们灵里边所做的事。
And that's the work the Lord is going to do in our spirit.
所以我们可以先回忆一下这段记载它的背景。
And probably we would like to look at the background of this story.
圣经在约翰福音第十一章里边就开始记载这样一个事情。
And so in John, Gospel according to John chapter 11, it starts recording this story.
说有一个人他患了病，名叫拉撒路。
He said that now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany.
他的姐姐是马大和玛利亚。
And he had two sisters, Martha and Mary.
当主耶稣基督听见他的朋友病了的时候。
When the Lord Jesus heard about the sickness of his friend,
在第四节，耶稣听见就说：“这病不至于死，乃是为着神的荣耀。”
In verse 4, it says, "This sickness is not to end in death, but for the glory of God."
并且呢，他在原地没有马上去，在那里面住了两天。
And also Jesus did not leave right away. He stayed where he was for two more days.
然后他对他的门徒说：“我们的朋友拉撒路睡了，我们一起去把他叫醒。”
And he said to his disciples that our friend Lazarus is in sleep. Now, sir, let's go and wake him up.
门徒第八节，门徒就对他说：“犹太人进来都是要拿石头打你，你还往哪里去吗？”
And his disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews was seeking to stone you, and are you going there again?
耶稣就回答说：“白天不是有十二个小时吗？我们人必须在白天走路，否则就会跌倒。”
And Jesus replied, saying that are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble.
所以主耶稣基督就带着他的门徒来看拉撒路。
Therefore, Jesus took his disciples to see Lazarus.
他们到了的时候就知道拉撒路已经死了四天了。
And when they arrived, they were aware that Lazarus had already dead for 4 days.
第二十一节，马大就对耶稣说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我弟兄必不死。就是现在，我也知道你无论向神求什么，神必赐给你。”
And verse 21 is Martha says, Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died. Even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you.
第二十三节，耶稣就对他说：“你弟兄必然复活。”
And verse 23, Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise again.
马大呢还不是特别相信，他说：“我知道在末日的时候他必须复活。”
And Martha didn't believe completely, and she said, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day."
然后主耶稣就对他说了我们刚一开始读的那段经文，二十五节、二十六节。耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人必然不死。”
And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies."
所以这里边我们看见这个背景是耶稣所爱的人病了。
And from the background we can see that the one who Jesus loved got sick.
这是何等大的恩典。
It is such a grace of grace.
一个创造天地的神能够称我们这些卑微渺小的人为他的朋友所爱的人。
And the creator of all things could call a person, a man, his friend, a one he loved.
并且他要亲自要叫他们从死里复活。
And then also, he personally would like to raise them from the dead.
就是使我们的灵的生命重新活过来。
That is to say that the life in our spirit will be resurrected.
我们主耶稣之所以他能够这样说，
The reason that our Lord could say in this way,
是因为他已经为我们成就了救恩。
It is because the salvation he has already accomplished for us.
罪的工价乃是死。
The wages of sin is death.
唯有神的恩赐在耶稣基督里。乃是永生。
And yet the free gift of our God in Christ Jesus is eternal life.
的确人类犯了罪，在神面前都必须承担罪的刑罚。
Because a human race has committed sin, and we need to take up the punishment or consequence of sin.
因为我们的神乃是圣洁的神。
Because our God is a holy God.
圣洁使他不能与罪同流合污。
Holiness does not allow him to get near to sin.
我们的神也是公义的神。
And our God is also a righteous God.
公义他就必须审判。
And because of righteousness, he has to judge.
然而我们的神也是慈爱怜悯的神。
And yet our God is also a loving, merciful God.
在我们自己所不能担当的审判上，他自己亲自为我们担当。
For the punishment that we cannot bear, and he took it for us.
因此当人类生活在死亡和绝望无望当中的时候，
So man, when they were living in hopelessness,
神差遣了他独生的儿子。
God sent His only begotten Son.
主耶稣基督谦卑地来到地上。
Our Lord Jesus humbly came to this earth.
他受尽了羞辱。
He was mocked.
受尽了痛苦。
He was humiliated and suffered.
最后为着你的罪，为着我的罪，他走上了十字架。
And yet for your sin and for my sin, He went to the cross.
他在十字架上担当了你我应该担当的审判。
He bore the punishment that are supposed to be on us.
满足了神对公义的要求。
He satisfied the requirement of God's righteousness.
他流出了宝血。
He has bled his precious blood.
今天借着他的血的洗净，我们可以在神面前得称为义。
Because of the cleansing of his blood, then we can be justified before God.
满足了神对圣洁的要求。
And that also satisfied the requirements of God's holiness.
我们的主耶稣更是在十字架上把神的慈爱向我们完全地表达出来。
And Jesus Christ also fully demonstrated God's loving kindness toward us.
因此他说复活在我，生命也在我。
Therefore he said, I am the resurrection and the life.
信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
He who believes in me shall live even if he dies.
因为他已经为我们开了一条回通向神的道路。
Because he has opened another way that leads to God.
圣经告诉我们说天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以得救的。
Because the Bible says that there's no other name has been given in the heaven, under heaven so that we can be saved.
耶稣基督已经为我们成就了这条道路。
Because Jesus Christ has opened up this way for us.
今天借着信心我们就可以回到神的家中。
By faith, we can return to the house of God.
到了第32节。
In verse 32,
玛利亚这个时候也来到主耶稣基督的面前。
And Mary came to Jesus.
她也说了和她姐姐差不多同样的话。
And she also said a pretty similar statement to Jesus, like her sister did.
第33节，主耶稣看见她在哭。
And in verse 33, Jesus saw her crying.
并且看见同她在一起那些犹太人也在哭。
And also the Jews who came with her also weeping.
主耶稣就心里悲叹，甚是忧愁。
And Jesus was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled.
就面对他们说，你们把他安放在哪里？
And he said to them, where did you lay him?
他们就说，主，请来看。
And they said, Lord, please come and see.
第35节，耶稣哭了。
And Jesus, it is recorded in verse 35, Jesus wept.
就是全本圣经里边最短的一节圣经。
And this is the shortest verse in the entire Bible.
我想也是最感人的一节圣经。
I think it is also the most touching verse.
耶稣哭了。
Jesus wept.
我们会问主耶稣为什么要哭呢？
We may ask why did he weep?
因为他知道他有能力，并且他要拉撒路从死里复活。
And because he knew he had the ability, the power to raise Lazarus from the dead.
但是他在这边，耶稣哭了。
And yet here, it is recorded that Jesus wept.
圣经告诉我们，他心里悲叹，甚是忧愁。
Because it says that Jesus was troubled and also in his spirit.
因为他看见众人在神许多的恩典当中，他们心里依然刚硬。
Because he saw that for so many people, even in the grace of God, their hearts were still very hard and stubborn.
他看见人活在死亡。可怜无望的光景当中。
He saw men living in hopeless and also in death.
然而他们的心却是刚硬的，他们不肯回转向神。
And yet their heart were hard and they didn't want to return to God.
主耶稣的心是何等的急迫。
And there is such a zeal in our Lord's heart.
马太福音二十三章三十七节说，主耶稣说：“耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷，我多少次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀之下，只是。”你不愿意。
In Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, it says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I wanted to gather your children together, the way a hen gathered her chicks under her wings, and you were unwilling.
他说我多少次愿意聚集你的儿女。
He says that how many times I would like to gather your children.
只是你不愿意。
And yet you were unwilling.
我们的心硬。让主耶稣基督伤心。
And the hardness of our heart will sadden our Lord.
我们对自己生活的光景不认识，让主耶稣伤心。
We don't know our true conditions. That also saddens our Lord.
我们今天活在痛苦之中，黑暗之中，但是我们却不肯见这次生命和光的主。
And we were in darkness, also in suffering, and yet we do not want to see the Lord who will give us light.
神爱世人。
God loves the world.
谁爱我们每一个人。
He loves each one of us.
所以今天主耶稣基督的心照样为你伤痛。
And today, God's heart, the Lord's heart is saddened because of you.
我们要灵里边警醒，要回头跟随神。
We need to be alert in our spirit. We need to turn around and follow the Lord.
但是很可惜，在旁边站着这些犹太人，三十六节、三十七节说，他们说：“你看这。”他爱这人是何等的恳切。
And yet, for the Jews who were standing around, and that is in verse 36 and 37, and they said, "See how he loved him."
并且也有人说，他既然开了瞎子的眼睛，岂不能叫这人不死吗
？And some others said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man also from dying?"
这是我们今天的问题。
That's our problem today.
我们常常看见神在别人身上的工作。
And oftentimes we can see God's work on others.
我们说，你看他爱别人是何等的恳切。
And they, we will say that God loves that person so much.
但是你不知道，神今天呼召是按照你的名字来呼召你的。
And yet you do not know God calls you according to your name.
他爱你也是何等的恳切。
How much He has loved you.
他为你为我流血舍命。
He has a blood for you and for me.
我们不能再以为这是只是为着别人与我自己无关的。
We can no longer think that the grace is for others and not for me.
今天那些人说他开了瞎子的眼睛岂不能叫这人不死吗
And also others said that this man who has opened the eyes of the blind, can he not keep this man also from dying?
他们的意思就是说他们自己的眼睛是开着的是能看见。
And because of what they are saying that, make that statement because they thought that their eyes were opened.
但是我们不知道因着我们灵里边的死亡今天我们里边的眼睛都已经瞎了。
And yet we do not know that because of death in our spirit, our inner eyes has been blind.
我们看不见神的荣耀，看不见他的慈爱。
We cannot see the glory of God. We cannot see His loving kindness.
何等愿意今天圣灵就在这个时候开我们里边的眼睛。
How much do we need the Holy Spirit to open our eyes now?
让我们看见神的荣耀。
So that we can see the glory of God.
第三十八节说，耶稣又心里悲叹，就来到坟墓前，那坟墓是个洞。有一块石头挡着三十九节耶稣说你们把石头挪开
And verse 38 Jesus again was deeply moved within and he came to the tomb and it was the grave was a cave and the stone was lying against it and in verse 39 Jesus says remove the stone
今天我们灵里边的生命都是在那个死亡的坟墓当中
So the spiritual life inside of us is in the cave of death.
那个坟墓是个洞。
That stone, that tomb is a cave.
死亡充满着其中。
And that the cave is filled with death.
黑暗充满在其中。
And filled with the darkness.
我们永远不能见到光明。
We can never see the true light.
在那个坟墓当中是永远的沉沦和无望。
And in that grave, there is eternal destruction and hopelessness.
因为那边有一块石头挡着
Because that grave was blocked by a stone.
那块石头使人不能看见光明
Because of that stone, people cannot see light.
今天主耶稣基督已经在他全能的命令中发出说把那石头拿开
And yet God, Lord Jesus Christ, in his almighty voice, he said that to remove that stone.
我们不知道朋友们你心中的石头是什么
Friends, I don't know what is a stone on your heart.
或许是无神论
Maybe it's an atheism
或许是像我在信主之前一样
Or just like what I was before I believed in the Lord
但是你只要去看一看阳光雨水和空气
But if you just take a look at the sun and also the rainfall and then also the air
你去享受神所创造给你一切这些环境
And if you enjoy all the environments that God has provided for you
你就会发现无神论是那样的荒唐
And it's such a nonsense for atheism
我们也不能再去践踏自己的生命
And we cannot see his own life
我们不能把自己当作和动物一样
And we cannot consider ourselves just like other animals
不我们和动物不一样
No we are very different from other animals
我们也不是从动物进化来的
And we have not evolved from other animals
因为我们是借着神的形象和样式造的
Because we have been created according to God's likeness and also His image.
在我们里面有神的灵。
And inside of us, there is a spirit of God.
有神要赐给我们的荣耀和尊严。
And there is a glory and honor God is about to give to us.
我们不能再自己再践踏自己的生命。
And we cannot just despise our own lives.
我们只要是用心去体验一下，我们就知道这个宇宙，我们的生命的奇妙，都是神所创造。
If we just meditate a little bit about the life and we can see that the wonder of life and also creation of God is all because of God.
那你的那块石头也许是偶像。
And your stone may be idols.
你不知道圣经里边有一段对偶像的描述非常的贴切。
And there's one description in the Bible that is very closely described the idols.
他说有人呢砍了一棵树。
And he said that someone cut off a tree.
把一半呢就劈成木头做成柴火柴来烧
and he cut the tree half of it and to make it a firewood
另外一半呢就雕刻成一个偶像来拜
and the other half he just carved into an image to worship
那个偶像呢，又不能说话，又不能听，又不能吃。
And that idol could not speak, cannot hear, and also cannot eat.
这个人还是去侍奉他，去伺候他。
And yet that person will continue to worship and continue to serve that image.
你的石头是偶像吗？
Is your stone idols?
你应该从这个捆绑当中被解脱出来。
You need to be set free from this bondage.
也许堵在你心头那块石头是世界的繁忙。
And maybe the stone on your heart is the busyness of this world.
神让我们在这个地上有功用。
And God wants us to be functioning in this world.
但是神更是让我们的生命完整。
But God also wants us life to be complete.
没有神的生命，我们在地上的繁忙，那个中文字的忙字就是心死，那就是带来的就是心灵的死亡。
And if we are without the life of God, and yet we become so busy in this world, in Chinese culture, busyness is one part of our heart, and the other part of death is that means the death of our heart.
我们要从这些繁忙当中被解脱出来。
And we need to be set free from this busyness.
我们要就重新找到我们生命正常的次序。
And we need to find the right order for our life.
也许你说我什么都有了，我成功了，我不需要。
And then you may say that I'm so successful, I have everything that I don't need anything else.
但是你的灵魂的归宿在哪里？
But then yet, where will your spirit go?
你要刺向你最深处的需要。
And you need to find out the deepest need.
地上这一切都是暂时的。
And because everything in this world is temporal.
当我们离开世界的时候。
And when we depart from this world.
什么能够把我们带进永生？
What can bring us into eternity?
不是钱财、名利和地位。
It's not wealth, not status, or fame.
神的审判是按照他儿子的生命。
And because God's judgment is according to the life of His Son.
只有我们里边重生，得到他的生命，才能带我们进入永恒。
Only we are reborn and then have this eternal life, then we can brought into eternity.
也许你的石头是你乐于享受最终的生活。
Or your stone is that your enjoyment in sin.
你没有办法从最终的生活摆脱出来。
You cannot be set free from a life of sin.
但是我告诉你一个好消息。
But I would like to tell you a good news.
耶稣基督的生命要带你离开罪的生活。
Because the life of Jesus will lead you out of the life of sin.
因为他今天已经用他全能发出命令。
Because by his might, he has made this command.
把那块石头挪开。
Remove the stone.
挪开，你就可以见到真理的光。
And once the stone is removed, then you will see the life of truth.
你就可以从他得生。
And you can have a life from him.
第39节，马大就说。
In verse 39, Martha said,
说主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为他已经死了四天了。
He said, Lord, by this time there will be a stench, for he has been dead 4 days.
第40节，耶稣对他说，我不是对你说，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？
And verse 40, Jesus said to her,Did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?
是的，死了四天了，已经臭了。
It is indeed, the person has died for 4 days and there's a stench.
这正是我们灵里边生命的光景。
And actually, that describes the true condition for our spirit.
是我们生命的本质。
That's the very nature of our life.
从前，在我没有信主之前，我也一直觉得自己是一个好人。
Before I believe in the Lord, I consider myself a good man.
我觉得好像在世人当中还算是一个不错的人。
And compared to others, I'm pretty good.
但是当神的光照临到我的时候。
And yet when the light of God shining in my heart.
我才发现我是一个何等的罪人。
And I realized that what kind of sinner I was.
有一段时间在我自己的梦中或者祷告当中。
And for a certain period of time in my dreams and also in my prayer.
我常常看见自己就站在非常非常肮脏的一个水中。
And I saw myself standing in a very in a dirty water.
的确，我们的生命已经臭了。
Indeed, our life is a stench.
但我就对主说，我说，主啊，这是为什么呢？
And I said to the Lord, Lord, why so?
我也没有杀人。
I did not murder.
我没有抢劫，没有偷盗。
I did not steal, I did not rob.
也没有奸淫。
I did not commit any adultery.
为什么我的生命是站在这团特别肮脏的水中？
How come my life is standing in such a dirty water?
圣灵就常常向我开启。
And the Holy Spirit continued to reveal to me.
他让我看见我心里边的污秽。
He revealed to me the filthiness in my heart.
看见我的嫉妒仇恨。
And saw to reveal the jealousy and also hatred in my heart.
或者各样 污秽的想法。
And also other filthy thoughts.
你就不能不来到神的面前，向他承认我实在是一个罪人。
You cannot help but come before the Lord and say that I am a sinner.
我们的生命都死得太长。我们的生命死得太长。
And our life has been dead for such a long time.
已经臭了。
And he has become a stench.
但是神有他的救恩。
And yet God has his way of salvation.
马达在这里边就所讲的臭了，也是代表不可能了。
And also, the stench means impossible.
在犹太人的习惯当中。
And in a Jewish tradition,
他们觉得人死了头三天之内，他的魂或者是灵还在附近。
And when a person is dead for the first 3 days, the person's soul or spirit is still in the neighborhood.
但是到第四天呢，这个魂灵魂就离开了这个身体。
But starting on the fourth day, the spirit also will depart.
所以就再也没有复活的希望和可能了。
And there is no hope on the fourth day. There will be no hope for resurrection.
的确是这样。
That is true.
你可能今天对我们说。
And today you may say to us.
你说你不了解我的背景。
You may say that you don't understand my background.
你不了解我的家庭。
You don't know my family.
你不了解我的工作环境。
You don't know my workplace.
你不了解我的妻子、丈夫和儿女。
And you don't know my husband, my wife, or my children.
你不了解我完全生活在一个完全不可能的情里边。
You don't know that I'm in such an impossible condition.
你说无神论对我的捆绑太重了，我是不可能的。
You will say that all the bondage of atheism is so tight on me, it is impossible for me.
我记得我一来到美国的时候，也开始说了这样的话。
I remember when I first came to the States, I also made such a similar statement.
但是的确我们不知道，但是今天神都知道。
And yet, even we do not know, God knows.
神知道你的每一个痛苦。
God knows every suffering you are going through.
神知道你的每一个难处。
God knows your every difficulty.
并且他有答案。
And yet, he also have an answer.
我们不能让人得救，但是神的灵可以让你得救。
We cannot make people saved, and yet the Spirit of God can save you.
所以主耶稣说，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。
So Jesus said that if you believe, you shall see the glory of God.
救恩今天已经成就了。
The salvation now is already accomplished.
主耶稣基督在两千多年前就为着我们的罪被挂在十字架上。
2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ was put on the cross because of our sins.
今天我们可以借着信进入这个救恩当中。
Just by faith, we can enter into this salvation.
神把救恩作为一个礼物摆在你的面前。
God has prepared salvation as a gift for you.
接受。你就得着了。
If you want to receive, then it's yours.
这个信心可以把我们带进新的生命当中。
This faith can lead us into this new life.
可以看我们里边的眼睛能够看见真理。
And so that our eyes can be opened so that we can see the truth.
你若信，就看见神的荣耀。
If you want to believe, then you will see the glory of God.
在神荣耀的光中，你一切的问题都要找到答案。
In the light of God's glory, then you will find an answer to all your questions.
到第43节，主耶稣说他说了这话就大声说拉撒路出来。
And in verse 43, when Jesus finished his saying, he cried out, Lazarus, come forth.
今天神也是照样按照名字来呼召你。
Even today, God is calling you by name.
神知道我们每个需要，他知道你的名字。
God knows your every need, and he knows your name.
我们可能以为我们来到美国认识教会，这些都是偶然的。
And we may think when we come to the States, we come to a church meeting, so we think this is just a coincidence.
但是神在他的爱中已经为你预备了道路。
And yet actually, God in his love, he has prepared this way for you.
我们的生命和所住的疆界都是神所定的。
Because our life and also our boundaries has been set by God.
我们在生活当中每个经历也是神所知道。
And every experience we have in our lives, actually, that is also known by God.
因此他说拉撒路出来。
And therefore, he says, Lazarus, come forth.
今天他也是按照你的名字在呼召你。
Even today, he is calling you by your name.
出来吧，朋友们，出来我们就出死入生了。
Come forth, friends, then you are out of death and into life.
出来我们就离开了黑暗，进入了光明。
If you want to come forth, then you will be out of your darkness and you will enter into light.
在第四十四节最后
，In verse 44,
我们看见那死人就出来。手脚都缠着布，脸上也裹着手巾。耶稣对他们说：“解开，叫他走。”
And in verse 44, it says that the man, who had died, came forth, bound hand and foot with wrappings, and his face was wrapped around with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go."
我们今天不知道如何在地上行走。
And today we don't know how to live on earth. We don't know how to walk.
因为我们有很多的捆绑。
Because we have so much bondage.
但是耶稣说解开，叫他走。
And Jesus said, "Unbind him and let him go."
只有他能够为我们解开这所有的捆绑。
Only Jesus can unbind us.
无论是罪的。
Whether it is from sin.
无论是我们自己对世界的热爱。
Or our love for this world.
或者我们在人世间这些感情上的仇恨。
Or the hatreds in our relationships with others.
神都能够为你解开。
God can unbind this for you.
他要让你欢欢喜喜地走路。
So that you may follow him joyfully.
这里边我们要交通一个例子。
And here we would like to talk about one example.
这个例子呢是写他的名字叫麦道尔，他是《铁证待判》这本书的作者。
And the author is Josh Madal, the author of Evidence That Demands a Verdict.
如果我们读过《铁证待判》这本书的弟兄姐妹们、朋友们，大家都可能非常熟悉他。
Probably you know this author very well if you have read the book.
这本书可以说是非常理性的一本书。
This is a book is out of a based on reason.
可以说是在我所读到这些关于基督信仰里边。最理性也是最完全的一本书。
To me, it is the most complete and the most reasoning the book of based on my reason concerning the salvation.
我们在世上就是信主，关于信主所有的问题啊，能想到这些问题，差不多在书里边他也都想到，都有了答案。
And he lists out all the questions we may have in the process of believing the Lord, and there also answers have also been provided in the book.
可见我们的弟兄他是一个理性的寻求者。
And therefore we can see that the author, our brother, is a person who searched through his reason.
但是他的得救是非常感性。
And yet his believing in the Lord was very subjective.
我想这是也是我们每个人应该走的道路。
I believe that's the path we all need to take.
你可能有许多的问题。
You may have many questions.
关于神你有许多的问题不能明白。
And there's many questions concerning God you don't understand.
有的问题你可能永远也没有办法明白。
Probably some of the questions you cannot understand throughout this life.
因为我们有限的理性不能完全明白这位创造宇宙天地的神。
Because our limited reasoning we cannot understand, fully understand the God who have created all things.
但是当我们从头脑里边转到心里边的时候。
And yet when we turn around from our head into our heart.
我们看见神向我们是那样的慈爱。
We can see that God is so loving toward us.
我们看见我们生存的环境。
And when we look at the environment we are in.
我们看见我们身体的奇妙。
And we look at the wonders for our physical body.
我们看见主耶稣基督为着我们的罪上十字架。
And we can see that how Jesus Christ were on the cross for our sins.
当我们的心被这样的爱所感动的时候。
When our hearts are moved by such love.
我们就可以向他敞开心，接受他为我们的救主。
And we can open our hearts and to receive him as our Savior.
这是得救的捷径。
And that is a shortcut for salvation.
我们弟兄的见证很长，今天我们只能稍微交通一个部分。
And our brother's testimony is very somewhat lengthy, so we only share a portion of it.
我们只能交通到他心中那个仇恨被化解的这个部分。
And we only share upon the points of how the hatred in his heart was resolved, removed.
他从小心里边就充满了仇恨和苦毒。
And from his childhood, his heart was filled with hatred and bitterness.
他记恨，他恨憎恨这个世界上一个人。
And he hated one person.
他憎恨这个人所代表的一切。
And he hated the person, everything presented by that person.
他甚至在多少次他想要杀掉这个人。
And for many times he wanted to kill that person.
但这个人不是别人，就是他的父亲。
Actually, that person was none other than his father.
因为在他成长的过程当中
Because in his path of growth
他的父亲是一个酒鬼
And his father was an alcoholic
我们弟兄在他的见证中说在他的印象当中他的父亲从来没有一天清醒过
And in his testimony our brother shared that in his memory his father had never been sobered
他常常醉倒街头
And he often got drunk and slipped on the street
他我们弟兄的这些朋友们小的时候就学他父亲疯疯癫癫的样子来取笑他。
And his classmate and his friends would make a joke of him, using his the way his father got drunk.
在他幼小的心灵上留下了何等样的创伤。
And he was greatly hurt.
更让他不能受得了的。
And that is something that is beyond what he could bear.
是他父亲对他母亲的虐待。
And that is a mistreatment of his father toward his mother.
他常常发现他的母亲在他们，他住在一个农场上，在他们农场那个房后的牛圈里边。
And sometimes he will find his mother because they were living in a farming village, and that is in the back of the barn.
他的母亲遭受他父亲的毒打。
And then his mother was mistreated by his father.
所以每当他们家来客人的时候
，And then so sometimes when they have visitors,
他就会把他父亲喝醉了就把他绑起来。
And then he would because his father was drunk, so he would tie him up.
放在仓库里边。
And put him into the barn.
因为他实在是觉得太羞耻。
Because he feels such a shame to have such a father.
有一天，当他高中毕业之前两个月的时候
，And just to the time it was about 2 months before his high school graduation.
他回到家中
，And he returned his home.
他的母亲就对他说：“说我没有办法再继续活下去了。
”And his mother said to him, "I cannot take it any longer."
因为我的心实在是伤透了。
Because my heart was greatly hurt.
我只是想等到你毕业，就离开这个世界。
I would like to leave this world after your graduation.
两个月之后他毕业了。
And 2 months later, he graduated.
毕业之后那个星期五，他的母亲就离开了这个世界。
The Friday after his graduation, his mother died.
从此，在他的心中就下了一个决心。
And from that point on, he make this determination in his heart.
就是他对他父亲的恨，他要亲手杀害他的父亲。
And he would like to kill his father personally because of his hatred toward him.
在人看来，他心中的仇恨是永远没有办法被解开的。
From man's perspective, that hatred cannot never be removed.
后来他离开家去上大学。
And then he left home for college.
经过了寻求，他信主了。
And through a process of searching, and he believed in the Lord.
信主之后五个月。
5 months after he believed in the Lord.
他觉得他心中发生了奇妙的变化。
And he found that there is a wonderful change in his heart.
他可以面对他父亲的面孔。
And he could stand before his father face to face.
他并且说：“父亲，我爱你。”
And he could even say to his father, "Father, I love you."
有一天，他因着一个车祸受了伤。
And one day, he was in a very serious car accident.
他的父亲也来看他。
And his father visited him.
他的记忆当中唯一那一天的父亲是清醒的。
And in his memory, that was the only day that his father was sober.
但是他的父亲明显的表现是非常的不安。
And yet that he can sense that his father was had a lot of discomfort, was not very comfortable.
就在他的房间里边转来转去，转来转去。
And he his father just paced around in the room.
后来他父亲终于开口。
And finally his father said.
他说像我这样的一位父亲，你真的能爱我吗
？How could you can truly love me for a father like me？
他说：“爸爸在六个月之前，我没有办法爱你。
”And he replied, "Father, before if it is six months ago, I could not love you."
我憎恨你，我鄙视你。
I hate you and I despise you.
可是今天，因为耶稣基督的生命在我里边。
And yet, because of the life of Jesus Christ is in me.
因为神赦免了我的罪
，because my sin has been pardoned by God，
因为他改变了我的生命
，because he has changed my life，
所以我可以爱你
，therefore I can love you，
我不能解释这一切
，I cannot explain all this，
但是我不知道为什么神已经把我对你的恨拿走了
，but I don't know why how God has removed my hatred toward you，
经过了一个多小时的交谈
，and they had a conversation for over an hour，
那个父亲就说，儿子，如果神能把他坐在你身上的工作坐在我身上。
He said, his father said, "Son, if a God can do the work in you, on me."
我愿意接受他做我的救主。
I'm willing to receive him as my savior.
那是我们弟兄一生最高兴的一天。
And that was a most joyful day for our brother.
我们的弟兄信主之后，六个月他的生命才开始改变。
Our brother, he found out his life changed after 6 months believing the Lord.
但在他的见证当中讲。
And yet in his testimony, he said,
他说他的父亲就在信主的当天，好像有人进到他那个里边，把那个灯点亮了。
And he said that to his father, as if the moment he believed in the Lord, someone has entered into his heart and has turned turned on the switch of his light in his
heart. 从此之后，他只沾过一次酒杯。
And from that point on, he only drank once.
没有 drink， 只沾过一次酒杯，放在嘴边，并没有喝酒。
And actually, he didn't really drink, and he only bring the cup to touch his lips.
这是一个已经醉酒四十年的人。
And that's a person who has been a drunkard for 40 years.
从此他不需要酒精对他的满足了。
From that point on, he didn't need the alcohol to satisfy him.
虽然他的父亲后来在地上的生命是非常短暂的。
And yet, the remaining years for his father were not very long.
但在这个斩断的时光当中。
And yet, for that very short period of time,
他们那个小镇有一百多个人，因为看见这位从前的酒鬼生命的改变而信主耶稣基督。
And there were over 100 people in their small town. Who saw the change in the life of a drunkard and believe in the Lord.
这是神今天要做的工作。
And that's the work that the Lord wants to do today.
我们所举的例子是在人间可能是一个极端。
And the example we have given might be an extreme.
但是借着这个例子我们看见在神没有难成的事。
And yet through this extreme example we can see that nothing is impossible with God.
神能够改变麦道尔弟兄的生命，能够改变他父亲的生命，今天他也能够改变你和我的生命。
God changed the life of our brother Joshua McDowell and also his father, and he can also change the life for you and for me.
他解开了人间最不能解开的仇恨。
And he can remove and resolve the unsolvable hatred among men.
他拿走了人靠着任何自己努力不能改变的习惯。
And he has removed the habits that cannot be changed by human's efforts.
他把一个丑陋的生命变成一个美丽的生命。
He has changed an ugly life into a beautiful one.
都是因着他在神面前的简单的信心。
It is all because of his simple faith before God.
我们还有什么不能带到神的面前让他解决呢？
Anything else that we cannot bring before God and to allow him to help us.
主耶稣说，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。
Jesus said, if you believe, you shall see the glory of God.
你可以把你所有的石头和重担都放在主的手中。
You can live before the Lord, all your stones and all your burdens.
因为他用全能发出命令，把石头挪开。
Because by his might, he made this command, remove the stone.
他说，拉撒路出来。
He says, Lazarus, come forth.
今天他要按照名字来呼召你出来。
Today, he is calling you by name, come forth.
解开，叫他走。
Unbind him, let him go.
我们一切的重担和缠累都交在主的手中，他要为你解开。
Let's give all our stones and the bondage and also and our burdens before him. He would like to unbind you.
你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。
If you believe, then you will see the glory of God.
在他荣耀的光中，你要找到你一切问题的答案。
And in the light of his glory, then you will find the answer to all your questions.
朋友们，你们愿意吗？
Friends, are you willing?
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
在我们祷告之前，我们借着奉主耶稣基督的名给我们朋友一个机会。
And before we pray, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we would like to give friends an opportunity.
今天你看见他在拉撒路身上的工作。
Today you have seen the work he has on Lazarus.
看见他在我们每位弟兄姐妹身上的工作。
You have seen his work on every Christian.
这个工作要做在你的身上。
And the same work will be done in you.
你要信，就必看见神的荣耀。
If you believe, and you shall see the glory of God.
如果圣灵现在对你的心说话，
If the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart.
你心里边有感动，我们请你在座位上举手，我们为你祷告。
If you are moved, please raise your hand and we will pray for you.
今天主耶稣基督是按照你的名字来呼召你。
Jesus Christ is now calling you according to your name.
他知道你每一个需要。
He knows your every need.
你只要信，就必看见神的荣耀。
If you believe, and you shall see His glory.
我们相信今天神要在你身上工作。
We believe that He would like to do His work in you.
如果你心里面有感动，我们请你在座位上举手，我们为你祷告。
If you are moved, please raise your hand, and we would like to pray for you.
救恩今天已经做成了。
As the salvation has been accomplished.
神今天亲自把你带到聚会当中。
God has brought you to the meeting personally.
你只要借着一个简单的信心，就可以在他面前蒙恩。
Just by a simple faith, then you can be blessed before him.
如果你心里边有这样的感动，是你是觉得心在跳，圣灵对你的心说话， 我们请你在座位上举手，我们一同为你祷告。
If you are moved, you feel your heart is pumping, then please raise your hand, and we would like to pray for you.
在我们中间有这样的朋友吗？
Anyone among us would like to raise your hand?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Yeah, thank the Lord.
还有吗？
Anyone else?
我们不要错过机会。
We don't miss out the opportunity.
人生的机会往往是转瞬即逝。
Because the opportunity will come and go.
今天如果圣灵对你的心说话，
If the Holy Spirit is speaking to you,
请你不要犹豫。
Don't hesitate.
你在弟兄姐妹们中间，
You are among Christians.
大家都为你高兴。
Everybody will be rejoicing for you.
我们中间还有这样的朋友吗？我们请你在座位上举手，我们为你祷告。
Do we have anyone else? Please raise your hand. We thank the Lord.
还有吗？
Anyone else? Thank the Lord.
感谢主。我们感谢神今天在我们这些弟兄姐妹们心中工作。
We thank the Lord for His work among brothers and sisters.
我们相信在座的，今天神召你，你要得救。我们中间还有要得救。
And I believe the Lord has called you, and He would like to save you, and more will be saved today.
耶稣已经等你很久了。
Jesus has been waiting for you for a long time.
当你看见世人心硬的时候，圣经告诉我们说，耶稣哭了。
And we can see that When everybody was weeping, and the Bible recorded, Jesus wept.
你知道神为你是何等的伤心。
You know that God is so saddened for you.
今天不要错过这个机会。
Don't miss out the opportunity today.
我们中间还有这样的朋友吗？请你在座位上举手，我们为你祷告。
Any friend? Any other friends?
你不要犹豫。
Don't hesitate.
我们最后再问一句，还有这样的朋友吗？
We will ask the very last time. Anyone else?
请你在座位上举手，让弟兄姐妹为你高兴。
And please raise your hand, and then all the Christians will be rejoicing for you.
今天天父在看见你。
The Father is looking at you.
他知道你的名。
He knows your name.
他知道你的需要。
He knows your needs.
只要借着信心，就可以在他面前得到他圣灵的恩典。
By faith, you can receive the grace of His Holy Spirit.
还有这样的朋友吗？请你在座位上举手。
Any other friends? Please raise your hands.
好，我们一同祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们何等的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we would like to thank you and praise you.
我们为着今天在你面前举手的这些姊妹们，我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you for all the sisters who has raised their hands.
我们知道是你圣灵亲自在他们心对他们心说话。
Because we know that it is your Holy Spirit who speaks personally to their hearts.
是你亲自呼召了他们。
Because you personally has called them.
今天这个信心的决定。
Today, the decision made by faith
要带给他们一个属灵的新生
will bring them a spiritual new birth.
他们要在你里边有一个复活的生命
And in you, they're going to have a resurrection life.
我们求你今天感动他们的圣灵，一直带领他们人生的道路
And we pray that you will continue to move them and lead their lifetime.
祝福他们，让他们更多的认识你
Bless them so that they will know you more.
我们知道今天在我们中间还有许多的朋友，他们心中在犹豫
And we know that there are many gospel friends who are among us. May be hesitating.
我们求你继续带领他们前面的道路。
Lord, we pray that you will continue to lead them.
因为每个人，他们每个人都是你所爱的。
Because every one of them is loved by you.
我们盼望着他们也能够心灵眼睛被早日的打开。
We pray that their inner eyes will be opened.
接受你为他们的救主。
To receive you as their personal savior.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
把一切的荣耀赞美都归给你。
And all the praise and the worship and the glory be unto you.
祷告奉我主耶稣宝贵圣名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.